Laziness is a hard habit to break, especially if you want to make the most out of life. But it helps if you have a bike, or at least it did for one Seattle teen. Radioactive's Melissa Takai has more.
Meet Diana Nguyen. She's 17 years young, she's a proud Asian American, and she can't go anywhere without her best friend.
Her name is Gertrude. My bike's name is Gertrude. This is Gertrude.
Yeah, she doesn't take anything seriously either, which used to be an actual problem for her. In middle school, Diana had a history of quitting things easily.
Laziness affected my life. I would say laziness ruled my life. It was just me looking at it and thinking about it and saying, oh, I wish I could have done this, or I wish I could do this, but never really taking the initiative to do anything.
When high school started, Diana had enough of laziness. It prevented her from doing the things she wanted to do. So when her friends told her that their bike club was looking for new members, she gave it a shot. Although she didn't have much experience in sports, biking didn't seem that hard. But when Diana had to ride from White Center to Alki, reality hit her.
I haven't exercised in like 3 years, and all of a sudden I'm on a bike, rushing down a hill, going up the hill. Not knowing how to change gears on my bike was one of the worst parts of it.
Not to mention that the sun was shining, her legs couldn't keep up the pace, and her energy level was just depleting. It was so bad that Diana found herself on the ground with her bike leader asking if she could see anything. At that moment, Diana realized that she pedaled into something completely outside of her comfort zone. But she couldn't just give up.
I've quit many things before, and that was something I didn't really like about myself. And I was very set on making this the one thing I didn't quit. Because I was thinking, if my friends can do it, if they could be that fast and ride that smoothly, why couldn't I do it either?
2 months later, Diana did her first official ride called Red Bell. It's 100 miles from Redmond to Bellingham.
And it was a bike ride where I was like, oh man, this is serious. People have two water bottles instead of one. And we found our bikes, we had our numbers, which was really cool because I've never had an experience where I had a number pinned onto my bag.
Unlike her first ride to Alki, this one had a time limit. Although Diana did train, she wasn't prepared to ride the great distance. The pressure was on, but the biking conditions kept her at ease.
Just sometimes when we got into the more closed and quiet roads, it was just wind on leaves, and it was very relaxing, and the sound of our gears. And it was very nice because it wasn't an uncomfortable silence between everyone who was riding. It was just everyone appreciating the nature around.
But let's not forget that Red Bell is 100 miles long. When the sky grew dark and bikers zoomed on by, Diana knew that the race was ending. With 18 miles to go, it'd be impossible to finish it all in time. So she got into one of the support vehicles and drove to the finish line. Although Diana was disappointed, she looked on the bright side.
I thought, wow, I was able to go like 82 miles. If I had more time, I would have been able to really finish it. And with that thought in mind, it was just like, I don't even care if I fail or I succeed, but just the action of doing it makes me feel accomplished.
1 year later, Diana tackled 200 miles from Seattle to Portland in only 2 days. It was a tough ride having to deal with thousands of bikers and angry drivers in traffic, but she finally crossed the finish line.
I just thought that if I could do Red Bell, I could do this too. And after I could do this, I could do anything else.
No passing out, no support vehicles, nothing. It was just her and her determination to go the extra mile. And this attitude went beyond her biking career. Instead of getting picked up from school, her mom now drops her off with Gertrude so she can ride back home. But some days, she may bike to downtown Seattle with friends, or head to wrestling practice to prepare for her next match. The choices are endless for Diana, and it keeps her busy, but happy. If she didn't take the risk of joining bike club, none of this would have ever happened.
It's so cliche, I'm cringing, but just do the things that you want to do. And if you don't know what you're doing with your life, just start small at first. Even if you're not very sure on if you like it or not, it's better to start it and try it out before you just don't try it at all and regret. And so, yeah, that's all.
For Radioactive, it's Melissa Takei.